Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And a pleasant good morning to everyone, and welcome to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk. We are live from the Rouse's Market on Barone. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Get some free, fresh, green cabbage when you purchase a five-pound bag of Rouse's potatoes. And you got to get your cabbage because New Year's is coming up. You got football this weekend, three games today, NFL, Saints, Sugar Bowl. You got to get a lot of stuff.
And you know, Hoss, when you say the New Year's and cabbage, and obviously we promote here that at Rouse's, you know, that means show me the money with the cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
And did you buy in or grow up a black eyed peas for luck?
No.
You've heard that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me? I mean, we grew up on the bayou.
You got your cabbage. And I don't like cabbage or black eyed peas. Sorry, you have to eat this.
No, I'll do it.
You have to take a bite. You know, we tell the kids you got to take at least a bite.
So, the black eyed peas, too. You might not like it, but you got to eat it.
You know how I know that? Because you can get 15.5 ounces of Trappie's black eyed peas, only 77 cents.
You save 72 cents.
There you go.
So we're promoting that also.
Yeah. We are. Get your money, get your good luck. We need both.
Yep.
When you know, it's been a rough season. And so for
to say the
basketball
least.
And football. And
when you say basketball, Hoss, I just read this morning. You want to talk about when the sky is falling? It is falling. Do you know right now who has the worst record in the NBA?
Yes,
not
I
the
do.
Wizards.
I know. I know who it is.
The Pels. Now, think about this. The Pels and the Wizards both have 5 wins, but why are they considered winning percentage better? Because we have 3 more losses. Mm-hmm. And the Wizards, come on. Yeah, give us some hope. Give us some hope, Pels.
Just think of how the season started, and we thought with Lavonte Murray coming in and how all this
could
piece together. Then he gets hurt early. Then he misses a ton of time. Now he's back. But you got Ingram hurt. You got Zion hurt. Trey's been hurt. Herb has missed time. Man, it's just eventually what happened in Sacramento to Mike Brown is going to happen to Willie Green. Because you can see that and that owner that he got in Sacramento, he's a live wire, no insulation.
But didn't Mike Brown, I mean, he was up. Did he win Coach of the Year with Sacramento?
He sure did.
And then all of a sudden.
Off the cliff.
Yeah, because they lose a few games in a row.
And the owner he fired him on his way in the car, not even in person. How about that one, Bob? That's a new one.
At least Finks let
you go on vacation before.
Yeah. When you're out of town, you're out of the country, out of sight, out of mind.
At least you were having a good time, you know.
Oh, no, scuba diving, what I love to do, because I felt like I was the, people don't even know if I say, like, oh, I felt like I was Jacques Cousteau. Young people, who's Jacques Cousteau?
They didn't see them TV shows like us.
They didn't know who that was. Calypso, you know, on his ship and all that. I said, oh, I wish, that's what I really want to do, kind of go work for Jacques Cousteau and be an archaeologist diver or something.
Yeah. Just think about it, guys. And the Saints have had so many injuries. But the Las Vegas Raiders have 17 starters that have missed time and basically won't play. 17 starters. That number is astounding when you put it together.
But the Raiders play hard.
Now, I give Antonio Pierce a lot of credit. His football team plays hard, and we're talking about that. They won last week against Jacksonville, 19-14. Had, you know, and Aiden O'Connell played against the Falcons. They lose 15-9. They played the Chiefs two games. They lost 27-20 and 19-17. I mean, you think about the Chiefs and that 1917 game, man, they had a call late.
Yeah, it got ripped off. It was a bad call.
Exactly.
In Kansas City.
Yeah, yeah.
And think about it, the second game of the year, who they beat? Baltimore Ravens, 26-23. So,
well, wasn't that in Baltimore, too?
Yes.
It was a big
exactly.
shocker at the time.
So, you know, because it got overshadowed with the Saints had done that day against the Cowgirls, your favorite team.
Oh, yeah.
But you think about the Raiders, and you lose 17 starters. You don't have a franchise quarterback. You know, man, and yet you still kind of swinging. And you got to give Antonio Pierce a lot of credit. The fact that he's kept this team rolling through all those injuries.
Well, and you look at it to show you how the NFL is, and you never know week to week. But weren't you impressed with Tampa Bay beating the Rams? And they whooped them. And then
What happened against Dallas?
No, you
NFL,
never know.
Man.
Yes.
You throw a pass in the end zone. Baker couldn't have put it better. Come on, you got to fight for the ball.
Yep.
Can't let the defensive back rip it out of your hands while you're in the end zone.
But then CeeDee Lamb, he's out. He's not going to be playing.
Now they play the Eagles?
Yeah, the Eagles. And then you look at dealing with concussions. Derek Carr's not dealing with that, but more his broken hand. So Spencer Rattler is going to start. But when you look at, like, you know, to me, how do they truly judge? Because you could fool the system. I got a concussion. Okay, are you out for a month and a half? Or are you playing the next week? Or are you out for 2 weeks? How do they judge that?
They will say, and I do agree, it's a spectrum.
Yeah, yeah.
Every concussion is not the same.
Right. No, that's true. No,
because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Some guys get back. Some guys don't even get close.
Little Chris Olave.
Right.
You think about the amount of concussions, too. I think that comes into play.
When you have one and then your brain don't have a chance to. It's like if I give you a frog in your arm, you know, like I punch you, Hoss, and I keep punching you in the arm, but the thing ain't going to heal.
Why did you pick Mike for that? Why'd you have to pick me?
Okay.
I got more arm to hit.
He's right there now.
Got more arm to hit.
Yeah, so when you keep hitting and hitting, I can tell you, even old school, that's why Troy Aikman and Steve Young still had a lot left in the tank.
And I was telling you, Roger Staubach
was
the first guy I ever remember that he retired because of multiple concussions in 1 year. The Cowboys sent him to a head clinic doctor.
That was way ahead of time.
And they were like, Roger, you got to leave the game. Roger still had gas left in the tank. But, you know.
Same thing with Steve Young and Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
And then they got one, and then two, three, they got another one. I was fortunate, Hoss. I had 11 and 15 years, but never more than one in a year.
That's good.
It's amazing. I remember I got my teeth knocked out in 1989.
Tampa.
The next weekend, we were playing Washington. And I swear, by Wednesday, okay, and the game's on Sunday. Wednesday, I couldn't even pick up my head or look in the light. I felt like a vampire, like, oh, God, my head's killing me and all that still. And then all of a sudden, I show up at the facility on Friday. I said, and Coach Moore said, how you doing? My headaches are gone. Good. We're going to run red zone, and then you're going to play Sunday. And then I didn't get hit. So, I mean, it worked out. I ended up, you know, doing all right. So it's amazing how you roll in the dice. And what kind of hit you're going to take. And I think right now for the future, The Saints, considering what Chris Olave, they don't want that to happen. All of a sudden, Chris Olave.
What's the upside?
Yeah, exactly.
Why would you
because right now
no
he's,
anyway.
He's our number one receiver.
Exactly. But it's the same thing, like the head, and I don't want to say it, it's similar, but like an ankle sprain or a high ankle sprain. Bob and I talked about this. Ain't no way in the world Patrick Mahomes had a high ankle sprain.
No, that was drama. That was like a drama queen, but he's entitled to that because
of who he is.
The Chiefs and the Pat Mahomes are awesome. There's no way. When look at that touchdown run he made, because a high ankle sprain, a true high ankle sprain, is like Bub Means. You know, you want to run, but you can't run. It's like your legs broke. So no, I'm not. Pat Mahomes had an ankle sprain. But when they say
high ankle sprain,
that's a bunch of BS.
It's been crazy when you think about this season, and we'll talk a lot about, you know, overall. But so Baltimore starts 0-2, right? Green Bay 2-2, the Saints 2-2, the Raiders 2-2, Chicago 4-2. Now look what's happened to those teams.
The Bears ever since the damn Hail Mary, they have fallen off the cliff.
I mean, they had won three straight games to get to 4-2. Chicago going into their bye week, they had an early bye week, week 7. So they're like, I mean, they must have been on cloud 9.
Well, they come out and
they lose 10 straight.
You know, you got to weather the storm. It's a long season. I remember in August in training camp, I thought one of these teams is going to be the Bears or Washington is going to be relevant and have a chance for the postseason. See, who's been – Jaden Daniels obviously has been more consistent.
Awesome.
Caleb Williams, he's in a funk right now. I'm watching, and he's trying to ad-lib. And he's not playing the quarterback position right. I don't care what he did at USC or winning the Heisman. No, they have the check down. But the check down is not sexy. He's out there and he's getting sacked and hitting all that. And he's not accurate. And, you know, that'll be interesting. I think one of the most attractive jobs in the future, because of their roster, you get the right coach, would be the Bears. Now, you might say, oh, well, the Bears are snake bit. You know, the Bears have never had like a 4,000-yard passer. I think it's 4,000 yards, right?
Right.
Even with Jim McMahon and all they were winning, you look how they were structured.
But Jim ran the ball.
Right.
Because they had Walter. Walter.
So how they were structured. But it's amazing right now. What's a good job, not job? That's why, listen, I think Coach Vrabel would be unbelievable with the Saints. But he's going to have choices. So he might not choose the Saints. You know, when you look at job openings, you know, 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year. I mean, it's going to happen again. And then you might say, well, that's just this year. No. And
every year.
Then after the 2025 season, there'll be 6, 7, 8 coaches. Because everybody wants to win. Everybody's not going to win.
And you think about it, like everybody asks me, what about Ben Johnson? Man, Ben Johnson's another guy. He's going to have his choice where he wants to go.
Right, and that might be a great option if I'm Chicago to work with Caleb Williams. Look with Jared Goff and what he's done.
He's gotten the very best out of Jared.
Yeah. So,
more so than, say, Sean McVay. And that's really saying something.
Right.
Because I thought McVay did a great job with Jared Goff. But then you look what Ben Johnson has done with him. Now, again, that's a good supporting cast around Jared Goff right now in Detroit. Now, but they devastated with injuries. Oh, my goodness.
On the defensive side. Yeah, that's why Aaron Glenn. People say, oh, Bobby, we familiar. Hell, if we familiar. How about you get some outside influence? We familiar with Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn would run Dennis Allen's defense. I'm just telling you, we need an offensive mind. I think, you know, like, I think we attracted more to an offensive coach, like Sean Payton and all, versus a defensive coach. That's why nothing against Aaron Glenn. I think Aaron Glenn will have a chance.
And I think he'll be a head coach next year.
But not necessarily with the Saints.
But I feel like it's time. The game now, whoever it is, if he's an offensive guy or a defensive guy, he's the manager. You got an OC and a DC calling the plays.
Right.
Right? That's what I want. I'm not a big fan. Now, Sean can do it, but I felt like Dennis had opportunities. If he'd have given the defensive play calling away.
Yeah, he'd always say, it's my baby. It's my baby. No, give it to someone else.
Right.
That's why I thought Coach Rizzi, you might say, oh, well, he's a special teams coach. How can he be the head coach? But no, if you look at the track record. One of the greatest coaches ever in the NFL. Now, they went to 4 straight Super Bowls, Marv Levy.
Yep.
With the Buffalo Bills special teams coach. Who's one of the best coaches
right now?
John Harbaugh with the Ravens. So but he would have had to not necessarily run the table, but only have maybe one loss or something. Then you're in the hunt. But then after the Green Bay game, the injuries, and it was like, I love Coach Rizzi. You know why you don't feel sorry for Coach Rizzi, though? Because you want to be a head coach. You want to be the man. Coach Rizzi hit the lottery. Think where he grew up and all that, and he'll be an NFL coach 20, 30 years. Now, he might have to move. Well, special teams coach, Coach Rizzi, is one of the best in the NFL, and he's proven that.
He had that this week. Just Miami and here since 2009.
Yeah. He's not going to stay unemployed
at
all.
Yes, exactly.
If he doesn't get the head coaching job here. They'll have a dozen or so teams try to bring him in, because I look at it this way. It's the same way with quarterbacks, the same way with special teams. I think that there's maybe a dozen what I would call elite to good quarterbacks in the NFL. Everybody else can be replaceable. I feel the same way about special teams. You look at this league, my goodness, the special teams on some of these teams are terrible. Deuce's old buddy, he was the running back coach at Ole Miss, Rich Bisacci.
Yeah.
He's now the special teams coach with the Packers today. And, man, their special teams was lousy. I mean, really, really bad. And he's done a good job in Green Bay.
And, Mike, I'm glad you bring that up, because special teams, whether you're a coach or a player, you all have a role. You know who's one cat. And the Picayune, they did a great job with the uncertain futures of certain players. Okay, you know, considering where we draft him, what in the hell about Isaiah Foskey? Okay, now he's going to get an opportunity probably to get some snaps. But I look at Isaiah Foskey. I mean, we drafted him that high to be an outstanding special teams player?
No.
But that's kind of where he's at right now. I mean, you cannot say, like, oh, I'm leaning on Isaiah Foskey to get things done defensively. He's not even in the rotation when you break that all down. So that's what's frustrating when you look at it, and that's why we haven't hit on the draft. You know, you can lean upon what happened in 2017, which is unbelievable. But what have you done for me lately? Nothing to write home about when you're thinking about the draft and Isaiah Foskey and his contribution. But you know what's crazy? And this is Peyton Turner. And I'm going to save this also for the pregame. Do you know what Peyton Turner has done in his career with the Saints? You know how, like, he's been available as of late, but is he doing anything? Is Peyton Turner doing it? Now, think about this. You know, you always reflect on what you've done against a certain team and all that. And Peyton Turner, we need him to have this kind of game. Do you know, I guess I gave the answer away.
Yeah, but give it anyway.
What do you think the Peyton Turner's best game is the Saints? Remember when we shut out the Raiders?
Yeah.
He had two sacks against the Raiders, a career high. Peyton Turner.
Let's see if he can do that again this Sunday.
Last year it was week one and week 18.
The 18, yeah. and everything in between.
It was tough. Was injured, but he's been on the field.